Good afternoon and thank you for coming. My name is Proskovia Nabunya. I'm a doctoral student at the University of Chicago. Today I'll be presenting on the impact of a family economic empowerment intervention on parenting stress among caregivers of AIDS orphan children in Uganda. I would like to acknowledge the work of my professors, Professor Leila Ismailova and Professor Fred Somala, who is also the principal investigator of the project. They are not with us today. Regarding this conference and this presentation, I don't have any relationships to disclose. And briefly, I'll give you the background and the research study, the methods that we used for this study, the results and the conclusion. So this study was conducted in Uganda with orphan children, and the main aim was to develop and examine family economic empowerment intervention among families providing care and support to these children. So this intervention, we call it Subimaka, or Hope for Families in English. It combines both the child matched savings accounts and health promotion strategies to empower and strengthen these families. So for those of you who don't know, Uganda is in Eastern Africa, and it's one of the sub-Saharan African countries hardest hit by HIV. It's a small country with 36 million people, but 1.2 are estimated to have HIV/AIDS. And currently, we have 2.7 million orphans, and 1.2 are a direct result of HIV. Unfortunately, HIV prevalence rates are rising now, and we hope we estimate that this number of orphan children will continue to increase. So why are we talking about parenting stress today? From the literature, we know that stress influences parenting behavior, and it's a major determinant of dysfunctional parenting. There are stressors associated with difficulties controlling children's behavior, coping with generational differences, especially if these are caregivers, older caregivers, grandmothers taking care of these children, as well as assuming a firm parenting role. Some of the stressors associated with parenting may be from high workloads, receiving no social support at all. Also, if the age between the caregiver and the children is smaller, so they're likely to view them as their peers as opposed to the parenting. So all these increase the parenting stress, and also they affect the caregivers negatively. So in terms of caregivers, in Uganda and most of the African countries, the burden of taking care of orphans often falls on the extended family members. So Uganda is a country where there are no child welfare policies per se. If the children lose their parents, the government does not support these families at all. So it's entirely the responsibilities of these extended families to take care of their children. So, and this is a country that it's poor. So the families are already overwhelmed, and then if they're given all these other children that don't have any parents, so that increases the levels of economic, emotional, and physical stress. And we know that social support can be helpful to buffer these adverse impacts of stressors. Unfortunately, there's very limited knowledge on how parenting stress among this particular population can be reduced, and as such, there are very few interventions that target caregivers. I must say that this intervention, the caregivers were not the primary beneficiaries of this project, so I'm going to present results that pertain to the effects of this intervention to the caregivers, but the children were the primary beneficiaries. So this study, as I mentioned, is Subimaka, meaning hope for families. So it's a randomized control trial. It has both the control and the treatment. So the control they receive the usual care that usually children receive in these extended families. So they receive the counseling services, the food aid, including school lunches, as well as scholastic materials that include notebooks and textbooks that they use in school. So in addition to that, they receive the mentorship program, and this they meet with mentors, usually university students, and they talk about different things, such as education planning, setting career goals, HIV/AIDS knowledge and prevention. So issues that they cannot talk to with their caregivers, so they have a chance to talk to these other people that are also their peers. So the treatment, in addition to receiving the usual care, they receive the matched savings accounts, and this was the major component of the project. So the children got savings accounts, and they receive a match of 2-to-1. So every amount they put in their account, they were matched by two. And this money, they only used this money to pay for their secondary education or start a small business. In Uganda, primary education is free, but moving on to high school, it's very expensive. So many of these children drop out of school before or when they complete their primary education because they can't afford to pay for secondary education. So this is where the intervention comes in. In other children and their families who decide to start small businesses, they can start poultry or they can start farming or railing cows. So they also had a chance to do that if they choose to do so, because this is a way of generating income in the future. So in addition to having the matched savings accounts, they also receive the financial literacy program. So to teach them how to start or manage all these small businesses. So today we are asking that, does participating in the family economic empowerment intervention impact parenting stress among caregivers of orphan children? And if so, what aspects of parenting stress are improved? We will see the different aspects of stress. So the sample was 346 child caregiver dead. So we interviewed both the parents and both the children and caregivers. For the children to participate in this study, they had to be single or double orphans, so they lost one or both parents due to HIV between the ages of 11 and 17. So usually 17, they would not be in primary school because of the universal primary education. Even those children who were not in school, because the government started the free program, they went back to school. So that's why you see that the range is so big. Also, these children had to be in their last 2 years of primary schooling. So in Uganda, it's the sixth and seventh grade. So this study was class randomized at the school level. So all the children in that school received the same intervention. And also, the study was conducted in 10 comparable primary schools, all were government aided. And they performed at the same level given the national examinations that usually students take. And these schools were geographically separated. They were in two different districts, and to avoid contamination, they were different from each other. So data was collected between 2008 and 2012 by interviewers who were also trained. So we collected data at baseline, 20 months and 10 months and 20 months follow-up. So the main outcome for this study was parenting stress index. This is a 36 item scale, but we adapted the shorter one, the 33, and as you can see, the alpha, the variability was acceptable. So this index has three subscales: parental distress, that measures the caregiver perception of their own incompetences in their parenting role; the difficult child, that measures stress related to managing the child; as well as the caregiver and child dysfunctional relationship, that measures the quality of the relationship between the child and the caregiver. So in terms of the scores, we use the summated scores for the scale and subscales. The higher the score, the higher the stress levels, and the range was between 33 and 132. So the key independent variable is the intervention itself, but we controlled for other covariates, including caregiver's age, gender, occupation, household composition, and if they had any savings or not, and also the changes in child caregiver relationship. This was a different scale measured by the family environment scale. So in the analysis, we did the univariate, bivariate, and multivariate regressions. So these are some of the social demographic characteristics. The mean age of these caregivers was about 46. And the majority were females. There are about 6.5 people in the household, and the majority of them had no savings. Parenting stress at wave one was high, 72, but it was even higher among the children who were in the treatment group. But we control for we observe some of statistically significant results by the t-test, but we control all these in our regression. The caregiver type, most of these were catered for by other category, meaning their aunt, their uncle, or their siblings. As you can see, grandparents were 28%, so that was a large number. And most of the kids were they were paternal orphans, so they had lost a father, but they had a mother living. In terms of our regression, contrary for all other social demographics, we see that participating in those caregivers in the treatment group reported significantly lower levels of parenting stress, and also caregivers who reported positive changes in their relationship with their children were more likely to report lower levels of parenting stress. And when we move on to the subscales, the three subscales, we see that the intervention was associated with a decline in stress in all the three subscales. So the parent distress, the difficult child, and the child caregiver dysfunctional relationships. So what does this mean? Reducing financial stressors, also the improved caregiver relationship, and reduced caregiver. So they were less likely to view their relationships as stressful because they were less worried about meeting the basic needs and also the school needs of these kids. So by just taking away that stress, they were less likely to view the relationship as stressful. Also, the implication for this, it points to the importance of incorporating financial empowerment programs to support caregivers of orphan children. Because what happens is a program come in, they just hand out things to these kids. They give them tuition or they give them food and that's it. So without really incorporating something like this that can help even the caregiver reduce the stress and also better take care of these children. So some of the limitations for this study, the caregivers were secondary beneficiaries, as I mentioned. Also, there was an issue of service funder because I mentioned there are three components, the mentorship, there's also the match savings, as well as the literacy, the financial literacy program. So we don't know which one produced which outcomes. Also, we do not have a comparable group. This may be compared to biological parents taking care of a different group of children, so we can't compare this result to that because we don't have it. And also the adequacy of the scale, because this is only measuring three levels of stress, but we don't know if this is the best scale to use, especially in Uganda. So we acknowledge the support from the National Institute of Mental Health because this is where we got our primary funding. Also, Professor Somala, who is the principal investigator, the study participants in Uganda, and also the project team. Also, we have Jennifer, who is the project coordinator of the study in Uganda, and also Vilma, who is based in New York. So that's it. Thank you.